Georgia still calls itself the Peach State, but California ships about 680,000 tons more peaches than we do. And this year, late winter freezes erased 80% of the crop. It might be time to rebrand the Peach State. AJC columnist George Mathis III brings us this commentary.
If you want to teach a child the value of education, get them a summer job on a farm. There's something about spending a beautiful day cleaning up after large animals with robust digestive tracts that makes a kid fully consider their vocational options. It was while learning how to shovel out a stall I decided I'd try writing for a living. Shoveling words with a keyboard was a sure path to wealth. Fewer flies and more air conditioning, I figured. Two out of three ain't bad. Summer job opportunities in Atlanta lack the character-building opportunities of my youth. During a quick internet search, I couldn't find one that didn't include the climate-controlled comfort of a fast food restaurant or mall. Speaking of the climate, one place you can't ship your kid to work this summer is a peach farm. The AJC reports 80% of Georgia's crop is lost. What happened? A mild winter is great for heating bills, but the lack of chilly weather killed fuzzy fruit production. What is the Peach State without peaches? Despite the ubiquity of the fruit on Atlanta street signs, we're the Atlanta Braves of peach production, producing only 6% of what California grows. If the world made any sense, we'd be called the Chicken State. According to the aptly named National Chicken Council, last year our state produced more broilers, young chickens, than any other. Georgia's number two cash commodity is eggs, but nationally we rank 6th or 7th in production. If the poultry idea doesn't hatch, how about the Goober State? Georgia produces almost half of all peanuts grown in the U.S., and it is our official state crop. The Peach State is also tops in blueberry and pecan production, and we grow a lot of cotton, watermelons, and onions. How far down the list of cash crops do you have to go to find peaches? I'm not sure. The list I saw stopped at 12, and it didn't mention them. There's many upsides to Georgia forgetting about peaches. Renaming a few streets might help visitors who are confused, but what I really want is a better license plate. I don't know who designs those things, but they could use a long, hot summer in a horse stall.
That's AJC columnist George Mathis III. And that's our show for today, but tell us if you think it's time to rebrand the Peach State. If so, what would you choose as our new nickname? It doesn't even have to be a fruit. Call 404-500-9457. You can also post on Facebook or Twitter. The show is at OST Talk. I'm at Celeste Headley. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. Have a great day.